For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The University of Missouri announced yesterday the University Village apartment complex and the adjoining Student Parent Center have been slated for demolition and will close on June 30th. Residents will be able to terminate their leases without penalty at any time. The university is currently investigating the feasibility of offering on-campus childcare to replace the Student Parent Center, which was founded in 1974 to accommodate students who are parents. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton said he will be speaking with representatives from student, faculty, and staff groups to consider other options going forward. Lofton stressed that the buildings are currently safe for occupancy and were thoroughly inspected by engineers in the wake of last month's collapse. The announcement comes after one of the complex's balcony walkways collapsed on February 22nd, forcing the evacuation of all residents and causing the death of responding firefighter Bruce Britt. Documents show that ResLife was aware the buildings and their walkways were in need of replacement as early as 2008 and recommended demolition by 2011. House budget writers have passed Missouri's state budget for next year. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the state spending plan still does not expand Medicaid, although there were two attempts Wednesday to do so.
Democrat Jill Shoup of St. Louis County sponsored both Medicaid expansion attempts.
Our hospitals, particularly our rural hospitals, our social workers, our Missouri Chamber, our doctors, our do-gooders, and most importantly, the people of Missouri have said, do this.
Both attempts were voted down. Democrats also tried and failed to block a $6 million allocation for a potential new state park where the current Ozark National Scenic Riverways exists. Language was also added to the higher education budget that would bar in-state tuition to college students who are found to be in the U.S. illegally. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The full Missouri House will take up the state budget when lawmakers return from their spring break, which begins Friday. A Missouri Senate committee is considering legislation on the death penalty. The only committee chaired by a Democrat in the Republican-controlled Senate held hearings Wednesday on several bills. One measure seeks to abolish the death penalty, while others address procedures involved with carrying out executions. Under one of the bills, an 11-member commission would be created to establish execution protocols. Members of the commission would include the attorney general, judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, health care workers, and an appointee to represent crime victims. Another proposal would bar the Department of Corrections from using cash to purchase execution drugs. It would also prevent those supplying equipment and chemicals from inclusion on Missouri's execution team. The identity of members of the execution team is protected by state privacy laws. The Missouri House has passed legislation that would implement performance-based funding for public universities and community colleges. Under the bill, the schools would work with the Department of Higher Education to develop goals, such as graduation and retention rates, that would then be used to determine part of their funding. The performance-based goals would apply in years the state can afford to increase higher education funding. In those years, 90% of a school's funding increase would be determined using the goals. 10% would go toward resolving historic funding inequities among Missouri's public colleges. The House voted 143-3 on Wednesday to send the bill to the Senate. Senators have already passed their own version of the bill, but it does not include community colleges and would expire in 2016. The state budget is one step closer to being debated by the Missouri House. On Wednesday, the House Budget Committee debated and passed all 13 budget bills. Several amendments were offered up, including two that would have expanded Medicaid, but both were voted down by the Republican majority on the committee. Democrats also tried, but failed, to block $6 million from being used to operate the Ozarks National Scenic Riverways in the event that it ever becomes a state park. Chris Kelly of Columbia, the ranking Democrat on the budget committee, strongly criticized the idea of a state takeover of the national park property.
This is not just happening in Missouri. There are similar efforts in Shenandoah in Virginia, in Zion in Utah. This is a concerted effort to destroy the national park system in the United States of America, and the people of this state will not put up with it.
Republicans on the committee argued that the new general management plan for Ozarks National Riverways is too restrictive and would harm the local economy. Democrats also tried twice to expand Medicaid in the state budget, but failed. Some amendments that were approved would bar college students who are not legally in the U.S. from receiving in-state tuition and would shift $200,000 from tourism to adoption resource centers in St. Louis and Kansas City. A Missouri House panel is moving ahead with a two-tiered budget that makes education funding partly dependent on the strength of the economy. A plan endorsed Wednesday by the House Budget Committee would add $122 million to the state's $3 billion in basic school funding. If state revenues meet Governor Jay Nixon's more optimistic projections, the House budget would provide a $278 million increase for schools. The organizers of a Chinese language school and professor of women's and gender studies are among eight MU employees, students, and alumni being recognized for their work in diversity on campus. KBIA's Heather Adams was at Tuesday's Inclusive Excellence and Faculty Achievement Awards ceremony and has this.
This year was the third Inclusive Excellence and Faculty Achievement Annual Awards presentation. Sharipa Prasad is a professor of Women and Gender Study and Sociology at MU. She says her work is in an area where people don't see change rapidly, so she was surprised by the recognition.
There are students who are hearing what I am saying, and they're thinking about it. Not agreeing necessarily with what I'm saying, but they're thinking. That makes me very excited, to be very honest.
Many of the winners, including Prasad, said that they are thrilled that so many people are working towards inspiring diversity and inclusion. Six people, including previous winners, were part of the selection committee that chose the eight honorees from 80 nominees on MU's campus. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.